Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. The Game and Fish is making some slight changes to fish stocking strategies in the Lander region. That's coming up next. Stay tuned. Well, to ensure the long-term health of our fisheries and the responsible use of department resources, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department is making some specific adjustments to stocking schedules in the Lander region in response to current water levels. Low elevation reservoirs that rely on spring moisture are of particular concern. At Antelope Springs Reservoir, it's currently experiencing low water levels. Now, to prevent the loss of fish in unsuitable conditions, rainbow trout will not be stocked there in 2026. The reservoir may not remain fishable through the late summer months. And over at Burlington Reservoir, located near Lysite, this water is also facing significant moisture deficits. Consequently, stocking there will be suspended for the 2026 season. These decisions are made through science-based monitoring to ensure that when conditions do improve, the department can resume stocking with the highest chance of success for the fishery and the angling public. In addition, because water availability in springs, seeps, and wet meadows is expected to be low, the department will be closely monitoring these habitats, noting that while some species may delay reproduction until conditions are more optimal, the landscape remains resilient to natural variability. So regardless, managers have made big game regulation changes to manage herds towards their objectives with consideration of potential poorer habitat quality this spring, summer, and on winter ranges for next year. That includes some increased doe fawn antelope harvest, removal of antler point restrictions for deer, and continued liberal seasons for elk in the Lander region. Overall, the Game and Fish prioritizes long-term resilience in every habitat project, ensuring that Wyoming's landscapes can withstand the increasingly common swings between extreme weather events. Whether it's through riparian restoration to improve water retention during dry spells, or invasive species management to promote the growth of native forage, these initiatives are designed to help the ecosystem bounce back from stress. This science-based proactive approach ensures that the habitat remains productive and robust, supporting diverse fish and wildlife populations for generations to come. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.